fifth parak of Erev and Mishnah Zayin. We're going back to the halachas of Erev Tchumim. Mi shahoya b'mizrach v'omer livnoi arev li b'mayos. He was on the east side of the city, and he wanted to go to somewhere to the west. So he told his son, put down an Erev for me, the food, in the western side, and that way they'll become a mai. Mokum Shvita, my dwelling place technically for Shabbos, and I'll be able to go 2,000 amos from the place you put the Erev. Or the other way around, he was standing in the west and he wanted something like an Erev in the east. If from the point he's standing right now is within 2,000 amos of the Baal Habayit's house, but to get to his Erev was more than 2,000 amos away from where he was standing. He could go back to his house, but his Erev does not work, because the rule of an Erev has to be within 2,000 amos of the one who's making the Erev. And since his son is putting it down, but the Erev is being made for the father, and it's more than 2,000 amos away from the father, it doesn't work for the father. If it's the other way around, his Erev was 2,000 amos within the 2,000 amos, and his house was more than 2,000 amos away from where he was in the onset of Shabbos, then he could use his Erev, but his house he can't go to because he was out of the tomb of his house on the onset of Shabbos. His house is not considered his house in respect of the Shabbos. We learned before that there's a 70 amma area around the city which is considered part of the city, and according to Rav Meir at least, you only start counting the tchum after that point. Or you can have other situations where the city is not, let's say on the eastern side, is not straight. It goes in and out. So if you put the Erev even outside the last house of that part of the city, but it's within the square that you're making around the city to start the measurement of the 2,000 amos. If you put your Erev over there, you also like klum. You didn't do anything. You didn't gain anything because anyway, you're putting in a place which is technically considered the city itself. In order to gain something, you have to put your Erev, or you should put your Erev, a point outside of that square around the city, which is already technically, halakhically, considered out of the city. But if you put it within the city, anyway, you have the city. You have 2,000 amos from any point in the city, including the place where you put your Erev. Not the chutzlat chum, afil amatas mashem niskehu mafsid. If you put it outside of the tchum, even one amma, the Gemara over here says it doesn't mean that you put it out of the tchum, because if it's out of the tchum, you learned before, it doesn't work. It means outside of the bura shaliyah. So whatever he gains, let's say the square around the city is in a certain point, he put it one amma to the east, so he loses one amma to the west. He puts it 100 amma to the east, he loses 100 amma to the west. Mashu niskehu mafsid, what he gains on the eastern side, or the side of the Erev, he loses on the opposite side.